This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. Two former Albuquerque police officers are facing murder charges for the killing of a mentally ill homeless man in 2014. Their trial started today. Public Health New Mexico's Marisa DeMarco was at the courthouse all day, and she's here now. Hey, Marisa.
Hi, Chris.
So the trial started today with opening statements from the attorneys. What did the prosecution say?
Yeah, Prosecutor Randy McGinn started with James Boyd's life. She talked about how he'd been living in that area for about a month with a woman that no one's been able to find or contact since. She said the neighbor called the police and open space officers approached James Boyd while he was in the foothills, eating dinner and watching a movie on a small handheld electronic device. And then she tells the story that those two officers eventually turned into 19 police officers, and that two of those 19 officers were trained to deal with people with mental illness, but they were eventually called away from Boyd and sent to the perimeter, and then officers dressed in paramilitary gear were sent in instead. And that's the story that Randy McGinn's telling. She's pointed to specific operating procedures APD had at the time, that they can't shoot people obeying orders, that can't escalate a situation, and she emphasized that he was shot in the back.
So what about the defense? How did they paint the situation?
So they heavily emphasized how many times Boyd said he was going to kill police. And they talked about the anger in his voice, and they made sure to point out that his 2 8.5-inch folding knives are deadly weapons. They also talked a lot about the obligation that officers have to protect each other and to defend the nearby neighborhood. And they talked about Boyd's history of aggression with other police officers, which was also relayed to the officers in the foothills, is what they were saying. And they also talked about the officers' kids and lives. They were talking about how it was their day off. So that's kind of the personal portrait that they were painting of those guys.
So the video of the shooting went viral. There was a huge outcry, protests in Albuquerque. The story made national news as well. How is the video of the shooting being used in court so far?
Yeah, so the video is of one of the defendants, former officer Dominique Perez, helmet camera. And they used it to show that when he put his finger on the trigger, Boyd was facing him, but then Boyd had turned around by the time he'd pull it. So that was why Boyd was shot in the back, is what they're arguing. They talked about a canine officer who released a dog and then moved towards Boyd as the dog didn't bite Boyd. So they were saying that that canine officer, that unarmed canine officer, was in trouble. And so that's how the video was really being used. They also broke it down like frame by frame to show that Boyd was not surrendering and that he was menacing. And so it was a different light than watching it at its normal speed. And then, you know, the prosecution used audio of Officer Keith Sandy, who's on trial, of him saying he was going to shoot Boyd with a shotgun when he pulled up to the scene. So I think there's going to be a lot more audio and video used in the coming days, including some footage that the neighbor shot from his house, from his balcony.
And Albuquerque Police Chief Gordon Eden took the stand today as well. Tell us about his testimony. What did he have to say?
You know, the prosecution asked a lot about how officers are expected to handle calls where mental illness is a factor. They talked about escalation. And this is the kind of thing that we really heard from Department of Justice from its investigation into APD. But it was mostly foundational questions about standard operating procedures and how things are supposed to work. In the answer to one question, Chief Eden did mention that he hadn't reviewed the ongoing internal investigation into this shooting. The defense took the time to kind of ask about how officers have some leeway when situations are moving fast. And they're definitely hitting on the idea that 2020 hindsight can't be used to think about these things fairly after the fact.
And what are the penalties that the officers are facing?
So the max is 15 years in prison for each of them in this case, but it could really be anything. It's all in the jury's hands.
Thank you, Marisa.
Thank you, Chris.
That's KUNM's Marisa DeMarco. Find all of our continuing coverage of the Albuquerque Police Department, police shootings, and the reform process on our website, KUNM.org.